Coming to terms slowly. You know, I think what we, and I've said to the players, is that you know there's no right or wrong way of doing this, Caroline. There's no no coaching manual for this one, unfortunately. And so you know I'm going to please some, upset some people, but I'm just going to try and do what would be right for Dal and for the players. And you know we've had a couple of days training. We had a day together last Thursday where we certainly shed some tears, but you know at the end of the day we shared some stories and some smiles. And it's not about forgetting, it's just about trying to heal really and try and move us forward as a group, and hopefully we'll come to terms with it. But you know it's a tragic and so tragic and sad loss.
There's lots in what you say there, Justin, about you know how you've tried to deal with the players and how did you bring it to the four in the first place? How did you tell them when you found out the news?
Well, it was difficult because obviously, as you said, we were on our way to a game on the coach. I got a phone call on the coach, but I was unable to tell the players at the time because unfortunately Dal's mum and dad hadn't been told, so I had to keep that to myself for a certain time before I could tell anyone. But I pulled the players in as a group, broke the news. It was devastating. Obviously, the toughest thing I've had to do in my lifetime, and it's. It was just a shame because I just didn't see it coming, and you question yourself, and we'll all ask questions. You know, some of them questions I know that never be answered, but it's been a tough time, and I certainly feel there's going to be tough times ahead. We're in terms of a team, we're young. I've said before, this over the last couple of days, some of these guys are experiencing death for the first time. And for someone so special and as good a person as Dal was, it's a hard thing to accept.
You're focusing on some of the good times with Dal, and, mm-hmm. and what are those stories, those moments that have come out amongst the team?
I think from all the tributes and all the conversations and stories that is of what a genuinely nice guy he was. He wasn't false. He wasn't in your face, but his presence was there wherever he was. I think whoever he came in contact with, he made the right impression on him. I spoke with his mum on Wednesday, and she told me that she brought him up right, and that was correct. She'd always made sure that he'd say his please and thank yous, and that's something that stood in my mind. And one story for me is that obviously midway through last season I left him out of the team. I thought his standards had dropped below the high standards that he'd set. The conversations that we had on a regular basis were constructive and never heated. Every day my door would be knocked, and in the end I didn't even bother saying who was it. I just said come in Dal, because it was him every day. What could he do? How could he get back in the team? And he eventually did, and I think his form was a major part in us reaching the playoffs last year. He was England C player this year, and I think 10 or 15 games for him being back into the team, he knocked on my door one day. He come in and he said, "Could I have two seconds of your time, Gaffer?" I said, "Yeah, come in, Dal." I said, "What's it now?" And he said, "I'd just like to thank you for leaving me out of the team." And I think Willie and Dave have never known a player to thank you for leaving him out of the team. And that was the kind of guy he was, and it was genuine. And whoever he came in contact with would have touched their lives, and he surely will be missed but never forgotten.
Dave Anderson.
Hiya, mate. Hey. Yeah, no, it's one of them, isn't it? We're all ever so sorry for everyone up there and having to deal with it, Justin. But in a professional point of view, have you sought professional help as to how to deal with the dressing room, or have the lads have any counselling available for them? Or
yeah, we've fortunate enough, I spoke with Paul Allen at the PFA. They've given me some numbers that we are dealing with now to give the players an opportunity to speak to some professional counselling. We've obviously, we have our own club chaplain, Roger, who's been a rock for us. We've said some prayers. And you just got to nurture, and like I said, there's going to be no right and wrong way of doing this. I've told the boys to don't follow anyone else's way in this. It's got to be your own. Some will cry, some won't. Some will get over it quicker than others. Don't be embarrassed if you not get over it, but you feel that you're becoming stronger. And we've just got to be there for one another and be united in this, because it's a terrible time. It's something that I wasn't prepared for, and I don't think anyone would be. But all I know is that I do my best to make it right for Dale, really.
Will you?
Hello, Just.
I will.
Bit more on a personal thing, Just. I've known you for a long time now, and I can tell in your voice how you feel. Just a quick question. Like you've been involved now with a good club, and they looked after you and things like that. How do you yourself handle this on your own shoulders? If I'm talking about the Portsmouth lad that you were with, obviously when Ernie Cooksey passed away as well. Now, this is like the third time it's come across on you. How you taking it, mate?
I've got to be honest. This is the toughest. For me, I think I've got to lead a group of players, and I know that I keep saying to them that we'll never forget, and we won't get over it. But we are professional, and we are we're a team, and we have to go on. But that's the thing that we're finding hard is he's moving on and doing the right thing. Yeah. For me, listen, I've got a fantastic wife and family, and my wife has been a rock. She came to the club with me on Wednesday, and I know that I wouldn't have been able to do that without her. I think what we do is, I've got two children, and I look at them and I think how lucky I am.
Yeah.
And I think it puts everything in the context. Well, I've spoke to people. I'll seek the help, because there's no doubt about it. I'll need it, and I just sort of make sure that I try. That's my worry, that I'm not particularly, it's not what people on the outside think, because there's going to be people having opinions, and I don't think there'd be wrong opinions, but I just want to try and make sure I do right by the team and pull them through it, because it's a tough time.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah, I thank them to Justin by his words. He is doing right, and he's sincere, and he's a great lad. And and at times, I guess we feel for him, because we know what he's like as a person, and everyone up there, what do you say?
Justin Edinburgh, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just that I'd like to thank everyone for their condolences, their support, because I know that it's real, and it's meant, and it's true, and it's meant an awful lot to myself, the players, and Dale's parents and family, and I just want to thank everyone again for being so kind and caring.